time you turn on the TV, there are ads for how to add more fiber to your diet. But why exactly do we need fiber in our diet? And does it protect us against cancer, as some have suggested? Well, in this week's Healthy Eats segment, Terry Podalek, Upstate Registered Dietitian, is here with some answers. Hey, Terry.
Hi, Linda.
So why is fiber so important in the human diet?
Fiber is really important. The first thing we think of is obviously to help our digestion with constipation. And I think the better your digestive system is, again, the better nutrient absorption you have. But there's a lot of research showing that fiber definitely helps with a lot of chronic diseases such as cardiovascular, diabetes, and even obesity.
Wow. So what foods would you say are naturally high in fiber that you should be consciously adding to your diet?
Our fruits and vegetables, and I think beans and legumes and whole grains. And I love the idea of just thinking at every meal, trying to make half of your plate vegetables. And really trying to consciously through the day, try to get 3 servings of fruit a day.
Now, I've heard that there are benefits to both soluble and insoluble fiber. Can you explain the difference between them?
Yes. Soluble fiber is more like a gel or viscous gel, but it helps delay our gastric emptying, so it helps with blood sugar control. It also helps as a gel bind the fat, so that's where it helps with the cardiovascular disease, binding the bad cholesterol.
So it can lower the LDL?
Yes, it can lower that
LDL. The bad cholesterol.
Exactly. And it also can fight cancer, just having that fiber.
Can you give me an example of some of the foods that have soluble fiber?
Soluble fiber, you find it more in our fruits and vegetables still, beans, and oat and barley bran. Even something called psyllium husk, which is what Metamucil is.
Yeah, I want to talk about supplements in a minute, but now let's talk about insoluble fibers. What are those?
So insoluble fibers, like what our grandma used to say, that roughage that provides us just with the bulk. Think of it like a scouring pad almost going through your intestine. It helps move our food through. So examples of that would be more of your wheat bran and beans, whole grains, and seeds. But just to keep things simple, most of our foods are combinations of insoluble and soluble.
So how many grams of fiber do you think we need?
Well, it's recommended that we get, if you think of like 25 to 35 grams a day. Do you know in history with the hunters and gatherers, they said they used to eat 100 grams of fiber a day. Now the average American, we're lucky if they get 15 grams a day.
Wow.
So we really need to focus on our fiber.
So there are all kinds of products on the market, especially things like bran cereal, that kind of thing. But they taste awful. So what do you do? Yeah. What do you recommend?
I'd say add some more fruit. You could add some honey or some cinnamon, because those are good cereal.
So what about fiber supplements, though? I mean, you mentioned that before, the psyllium husk.
Yes, if you're really having a digestive issue and can't get that amount of fiber in or those fruits or vegetables, then, yes, you could look at the common supplements such as Metamucil. But I would always, again, check with your physician, or you want to really increase this very gradually and make sure you definitely get adequate hydration also through the day to help.
Is it better generally to get your fiber, though, from food rather than from these supplements?
Yes, exactly, because our fruits and vegetables give us so many more nutrients.
And they have other health benefits besides.
Exactly.
Well, thanks so much. I guess you want to make sure that before you add fiber to your diet, you should do it gradually, because that's something else you had mentioned before.
Yes.
Well, Terry, thanks a lot. I think this is very helpful information.
Thank you.